A classic story. When we talk about Beauty and the Beast, the first thing we all think about is the Disney movie. At best, we can go back to the original story, the one that tells the story of a father who is punished for wanting to take a gift to the youngest of his three daughters. The concept that we have of the stories is not what we had a few centuries ago, although we now read them to the little ones to get them to sleep. Formerly, they hid much more. They were a kind of thought lesson, where, through myths, they would teach children how to behave, what was socially and morally accepted, and what was not. Seen that way, it might not seem very far from our current culture. But think of Peppa Pig, or any other cartoon that the little ones watch avidly. Don't these also teach in their own way? Don't the Disney movies themselves, for example? What is sought through entertainment is to teach children. Of course, the teachings of yesteryear have little to do with those of today. The stories are very similar to those we found in an original way, but the teaching, the moral, has been changing over time, adapting to what was socially understood as acceptable. Let's take a look at the movie Beauty and the Beast, the one we all know, the Disney classic. It too keeps a moral, that beauty is in the heart. It is not necessary to fix a person's physical form, since this deceives or masks the person. The most vital component is hidden under the skin, and what is outside is no more than wrapping. It's a moral that, right now, is a big theme for us. We live in a very superficial society, which prefers the physical to the interior. And what better method to change it than to explain to the little ones that the outside is something fickle that changes? The tale of Beauty and the Beast has been studied in depth for a long time, like all traditional stories. To correctly explain its symbolism, we must understand, first, that the stories were oral teachings that were passed down from generation to generation. That is to say, that although we know a version of this story, there really may be different versions, different from before, but that have evolved. Some people put in Cupid and Psyche, a tale of the 2nd century that the Roman writer Apuleius included in his book, The Golden Donkey, as the real origin of Beauty and the Beast. The protagonist of the story this time is not Belle, but Psyche, the youngest of the three sisters. Like Belle in the story we know, but not Disney. Not only is she the smallest, she is also the most beautiful, and such is her beauty that even Venus, the goddess of love, becomes jealous and orders Cupid to make her fall in love with the most horrible man in the world. In the 16th century, Giovanni Francesco Straparola returns to take up the story of Beauty and the Beast. But in his story, a pig king who, by marrying the right sister, the youngest of the three and the most beautiful, who actually returns his gestures of love, breaks the curse and he transforms again into a handsome prince. Subsequently, Perrault returned to compile his story, from there to Jean-Marie Le Prince de Beaumont and Gabrielle Suzanne Barbeau de Villanueva. There was only one more step, and it was these that brought us the version of the story that we know right now, in which we talk about two evil sisters and a merchant father. In the Disney story, they change many details, but the original nucleus is always maintained.